Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fam for All Moms. My name is Sharzad Kiade, and this is Susan Yara.
Hello.
We have a fun guest today, Corey McFadden, somebody I've known for like 11-ish years. I think you guys are going to really enjoy her positive outlook, her good energy. Okay, Corey, so hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. We haven't seen each other since Chicago, since before you moved when we had dinner at your house with my mommy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Because Cyrus was like a little baby.
Yes.
And that was such a fun dinner. Right?
That was such a fun dinner.
Oh, I know. My mom.
Your mom was the best. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was so great. I love her so much.
So much fun. I know. And you moved since then and you had a.
We did. I closed a business, started a business, moved. I'm pregnant. We're in a pandemic.
And you're moving again.
All the things.
I know. I don't even know where to start.
Well, we start with questions.
We'll start with some questions. Okay. So yeah. We're going to ask some commonly asked questions. We have this private Facebook group with a lot of moms. I would say mostly new moms that ask like just a recurring theme of questions. So we want to get a variety of answers. So we're going to ask you these questions. Nothing hard. And you're about to be in the new mom zone again. So maybe it'll spark some things, so you know, you'll be reminded of things you might have to do or prepare for.
Okay. So I think one question that comes up a lot is, what do you think is the best birth control method? Obviously, you didn't follow it.
Well, we did pretty good. You know, 6 years we have between Zelda and Goldie. I mean, the best birth control method would probably be not to like sleep with a loser. You know, so if you do get pregnant, at least you're happy with your partner.
Exactly. Fair. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, but you obviously kept from being pregnant for that 6 year period.
That would be the pullout method.
Yeah. That's what Susan and I both have done. Yeah, but now she's got her tubes tied, so she's not getting any surprises anymore.
Nope, no surprises on this.
We answer all these questions too, by the way.
Yeah.
We're not just putting you on the spot to talk about private matters.
Yeah.
Private matters between two.
Wait, that actually brings us, though, to an interesting question, because your answer is going to be very different than the last couple answers we got for this. So how much time do you think you should wait between having each of your kids?
Okay, so I was not down for the two under two game. Those that are cut out for it, God bless you. I mean, that is different DNA than I possess, I have to say. Like, I bought an Angora rabbit instead of having another baby. That was kind of how I fulfilled that, like, urge that came around for, like, 8 weeks. So I like this age difference because Zelda, I feel like she got time to herself. She got to, like, grow into her own. And she's so excited to be a big sister. And so to be able to see her in that different role, I like the gap. And selfishly, they won't leave back to back when they move out. So I get to like kind of possess that like second child when the other one like breaks my heart and leaves.
Oh, well, so you're thinking way in advance. I'm not even thinking that far.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've never thought about that. I mean, I haven't thought about that recently, but that is true. Well, you know what? I'm a piece of shit. I haven't even introduced you guys. You guys have never met, so let's talk about that.
Well,
and then we'll talk about
first off, I feel like I know her because you've talked about
her. I've talked about you. Yeah. I've talked about Corey and Spiro. They're fun people.
Yep.
And Zelda, obviously, too. So Corey meet Susan. Susan meet
hello.
Corey. And I think it's fun to talk about.
Well, I feel like I've seen Susan get so many beauty treatments.
Yes.
That I feel like I know. You guys.
Yes.
So from YouTube, I feel like I know you, Susan.
Yeah. Well, very nice to meet you officially.
You as well.
I feel like Corey and I have a funny way that we like know each other. So our Michael and her partner Spiro were on a race car driving reality show together.
Yep.
And I was the makeup artist on the show. So I actually met Spiro, her partner, like 4 months before she did. Maybe, yeah, just about 4 months because it was December 08. So these guys won the show. It was a crazy show that I went on tour with them. I hooked up with Michael. I said, if you win the show, you'll get lucky. And I said that jokingly in the beginning, and then he won the show, and then I had to put out. and then we obviously really liked each other. It was like this like long distance back and forth LA, Chicago, and he came out to LA a bunch. And then they had this big party in Chicago where Corey was living for like 18 years or something. And Spiro was living. He's Greek, but he immigrated to Chicago a long time ago. And Michael, obviously, is a city kid. He was born and raised in Chicago. So they had this like massive, massive party to celebrate the victory of them winning the show. And Spiro and Corey met that night. And I met you, I feel like, either that night at a club at like 3 a.m. or the next night.
It was the next night. It was the next night when we all went out.
Yes.
But yeah, it's so weird. I mean, I'm like, Bull Run is like, those boys were obviously destined for us because like that show, like, I mean, for you to end up with Michael, me to end up with Spiro off of a Bull Run party, nonetheless, you know, and I wasn't going to go out that night. And when I first met him, I was like, no. And here we are 11 years later.
I know. I know. So we've kept in touch like when so Michael and I used to go to Chicago usually once or twice a year.
Right. I remember that.
After Baby, it became after Idris. It was like once a year, and then we went a couple times. And so every time, almost every time we went, we would have at least one like dinner or something with them at their place. They had this gorgeous place in the Gold Coast, and we would just have fun. We had like so much fun. We even went to Vegas together once, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, that was a great trip.
We went on a helicopter. I had to pee so bad, which I always have to pee. You know this.
Yep.
Anyway, so much to discuss. Okay, so Corey is an entrepreneur. She had a huge business in Chicago. She's the pioneer of luxury consignment. You had like 50 people working for you. You had a reality show based on you. You were an It Girl in Chicago. I know her. And then I know everything changed. You got out of your business after what, like 15 or something?
Wait, what sparked this in you? Okay, so Charzad was telling me you sold your business and you decided to pick up and move to Aspen.
Yeah. So, you know, I had my business for 16 years.
16 years. Okay.
I started the company when I was 22 back in 2004. This was back when the internet was not the internet. It was when e-commerce was just starting. And I had this idea that I wanted to revolutionize the way that people resold secondhand goods. And I started this company and I had a very big career and I was an It Girl before like social media. I was back, you know, when like the socialites were printed in like magazines that you could flip to. And I had this awesome career, but when I got older and as I had Zelda, I decided like this career wasn't me. You know, the business wasn't me and it had taken over my life to where it was how it was defined. You know, if someone said my name, then I was like the luxury consignment girl. And I didn't want to be like the consignment, like old woman in the city. Like I didn't want to have like that place carved out for me. And like, I could see kind of where it was going to take me and it just wasn't where I wanted to go. And I wanted to do something different. And I'm an entrepreneur and an innovator. And I started to kind of just rewire the way that I was thinking and how I wanted to raise my family. And we started having discussions about moving. And, you know, it took us about 4 years before we got there. But once I decided that I wanted more, it just started with just like conversation. And then, you know, kind of put it out in the universe and get it back. And I mean, I can go real deep with all kinds of stories. You tell me what you want and like, I'll give it to you. But I'm glad that I pivoted. It was hard because when you do something for 15 freaking years and you like, everyone's like, you're going to leave your name. And I was like, I could give a shit less. Who knows me? You know, that's not why I did things. And I wasn't caught up in like the glam of it. I was living the day to day of it. And the day to day of it was not what I wanted for my life.
This episode is brought to you by Chadwick Press, publisher of Will You Be My Friend, the new sequel to the classic picture book, Guess How Much I Love You, by creators Sam McBratney and Anita Jerome. 25 years after their debut, cherished characters Little and Big Nut Brown Hair return in this charming new tale of friendship. When Little Nut Brown Hair goes off exploring on his own, he discovers a new friend. Now the fun can really begin. Will You Be My Friend is a new classic to love to the moon and back. Available wherever books are sold. Susan, I know you've been loving this book.
I love this book. You know, right before bed, Nikash and I choose a book to read you know, before he's going to go to sleep. And he has been choosing this book. And at first I was like, does he understand what's actually happening in it? But he really does. And I think it's because he has tried to, you know, he's been making friends at school and everything. And I think he just is really starting to understand this concept of having friends, because we talk to him every day about, like, who are your friends? What did you do with your friends today? So I think having a book like this, where he puts that together, that you can meet somebody and become friends and want to spend time together, is really sticking with him. And, you know, I have to say, there's a part of it that makes me, it's like, it's almost like a realization for me to let my baby go off and explore on his own and do things on his own and make his friendships and everything grow up a little bit, which I don't really want, but, you know, we have to.
You guys, Will You Be My Friend is a story about two important new stages in a child's development. Newly found independence, which Susan was just referencing with Nikash, and making a first friend. Really good themes to explore with your kids. So it's a great book. It's available wherever books are sold. Corey and I also had our first kids around the same time. So Zelda's just about, I don't know, maybe 2-3 months younger than Idris. So okay. We kind of went through these interesting milestones around the same time. We met our race car boys around the same time and yes. Then became first time moms. But your store flooded, right? Do you feel like yes. looking back, that was a blessing in disguise because you could get out a little bit easier or?
100%. So I'll tell you a pretty little deep story here. So I do a lot of energy work. I found a really great energy healer in Chicago, and she truly changed my life. And she made me so in touch intuitively that I started to realize like how to listen to the universe. So about 90 days before I had a flood at my store, which I'll get into, but about 90 days before the flood happened, I had been in a session with her. And during the sessions, there's not a lot of exchange of talking. It's her working over me, aligning my chakras, releasing energy. And I had this vision for about 30 minutes during the session where it was my silhouette underwater and I was drowning. And then I would come out of the water and I'd whip my hair and I could breathe and I could feel like light. And then I would get pulled back underwater. And at the end, I'd tell her and she's like, honestly, I don't know what it is. She's like, I didn't see it while I was working on you, but hold on to it. You'll know when it makes sense. Flash forward about 3 months. I get a call about 6:30 in the morning from my stockroom guy who opened the store. And he said, I think you want to get here. There's about 8 inches of standing water throughout the store. And I'm like, what? So I have a 3,000 square foot retail space in Chicago. It's a monster of a space, and it's a luxury retail space. And I walk in and there's so much water. I can't even explain it. And there's, 6 to 8 inches in spots throughout the store, and it's the whole store. And in that moment, that vision came to me. And it was the first time I had thought about it since the session. And in that moment, I knew that this flood was my way of like breathing again. So like in what could be interpreted as like a moment of crisis that would be devastating for any business owner, it was like this ray of light of like, this is how you can go now. Like you can move. And so when we realized the extent of the damage, we were going to be displaced for about 9 to 10 months from the retail space, because the whole entire store had to be gutted. And it was all, it was wood. So the whole store had to be gutted. It was a nightmare. So instead of rebuilding, I pivoted with insurance and I closed. And it was the best decision I could have ever made in my life. Oh, awesome. And I was able to reset. It allowed us to move to Aspen, because I was there and I was running a business and I couldn't just move. And when I closed, it was like, this is the time, let's move. And so we moved and it's been awesome.
Wait, why did you choose Aspen?
Yeah. Let's talk about Aspen too and your new life there.
So Spiro works here. So he had a lot of his portfolio for construction is based in Aspen. So he had been doing projects here. So we have been coming here and I was like, well, I would love to raise my child in this environment. It's heaven. And so because of his projects that he had here, we were able to pivot here. So Colorado as a whole, I love this state so much. It is like the most underrated state of the country.
Oh, I love Colorado.
It's just awesome. Yeah. I mean, everywhere from Crested Butte to Breckenridge to Keys. I mean, it's just awesome. So nature has been very healing for all of us as a family. to get out of the city, to get out of the noise. And, you know, Chicago's, it's not easy to live there. It's a lot. It's a lot of, you carry a lot living there on a day to day.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I just worry about like bears and mountain lions.
Oh my God. I saw some of your videos. She had like bears running through her backyard.
Yeah.
A few, I don't know, I guess 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever you posted that, I just saw my first bear in Yosemite.
Really?
It was awesome. I was so
excited.
We had
a bear this morning in the backyard and baby deer.
Oh my God.
It's like a sanctuary.
Okay. So when I think of you, I think of you as somebody who like works a lot, or at least that's the Chicago personality or persona that you had. And then I want to say somewhere I saw online, you didn't say this to me, but you talked about being a stay at home mom. Did you transition to just like, was your goal to just relax, and not that being a stay at home mom is relaxing, but was it to not work?
My goal was to decompress.
Yeah.
So my goal was, before I jumped into something new, to honestly just like sit with myself. Everything I had done over those last 16 years, I mean, I had such a big career. I employed so many people, had a reality show. I did all this stuff that like, when you're in the moment, you just do it and you don't really process it. You know, you take things from it, but I wanted to just sit with it and like, and reset, and like, honestly, just let something come my way. And I was able to take a year, volunteer at the school, make balloon arches, throw the most bomb ass scholastic book fair that they've ever seen, you know, like channel my energy into other things. And I was there for my family when they really needed me. I didn't know I would be needed in that way. And it really kind of set us up for success here. And now I've reset. Now I've got another business and I'm working a quadrillion hours.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
Yeah. So when I first moved, I'm good friends with Sophia Bush, and I'd always hosted these sales for her through my company. And her fan base has always been very good to me online. And they were like, please continue the Sophia sales. And I was like, I didn't want to sell anything. Like, I literally wanted to sell nothing. So then after like 6 months, you know, I was like, you know what? I'll do one, because she has stuff and we always do them back for charity. And so I developed this method of selling on Instagram where I sell live. And I mean, I'm like cut for HSN. I can sell all day. And so I started doing these lives and building a lot of momentum with them. And I started them a couple years ago. And right before COVID hit, I started to do them more regular, like 3 sales a month in different verticals. So athleisure, luxury, being Chanel bags and Celine and Fendi and contemporary clothing. And COVID hit. And one of my good friends owns a retail store, a jewelry store here in Aspen. And she was in a bad position. And I said, you know what? Like, let's sell some of your stuff that you've got. And we sold it and we developed this really strong audience for jewelry. And it has spun off rapidly with insane success in like the last 3 months. And we're like a full blown operation now. Like, I'm literally shipping. Like, I shipped over 600 packages last week.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. And so we've been able to like create this outlet of joy during these crazy COVID times and really connect with the audience in a different way. And it was unexpected. And I never thought I'd be in a partnership, but she's just perfect. We work like so harmoniously together, and it's been just like awesome. And I've been able to take everything I know and learned and do what I love, which is like such a gift, like truly a gift. And I got pregnant during COVID. I started a business. I moved. It's been so crazy. And I kind of thrive in moments of chaos. I just bunker down and like go. And so it's been a crazy, like, last like 5 months.
That's awesome.
Pandemic aside.
Yeah. You have like a completely different story than most people are talking to during the pandemic. It's actually inspirational. It's like, okay, great. We can go out and do some stuff.
I know. It's really exciting. How are you feeling pregnancy wise?
Awesome. So Good. Much better. Like, my first pregnancy was hell. I was like, I don't know how like these Mormon mommies, I don't know how they do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you have all these babies.
Like, six kids. Yeah. Back to back.
And this one, I got
I want to see Spiro.
Ah, He's like a mountain man who just went down the stairs. It's his long hair.
Did he just scare you? Was, yes, like, did he purposely do that?
Yes, welcome to my life. But this this pregnancy has been cake. Like, it's awesome. Knock on wood. But, like, I mean, minimal weight gain, no fatigue. I feel awesome. Whereas my first one, I mean, Zelda, I gained 83 pounds. You know, I was like Kim Kardashian, like, you know, borderline preeclampsia. It was like messed up.
This episode of FAM is brought to you by KiwiCo. You guys have heard Susan and I rave about KiwiCo for a long time in lots of different ways because our kids are obsessed with these projects. And what's really fun is that there's a ton of Halloween projects. You know, Halloween's going to look a little different for everybody this year. I'm not sure what it's going to look like in terms of trick-or-treating in your neck of the woods, but we are going to have some fun little projects to get us in the spooky spirit. What are you guys going to do for Halloween, Susan?
I'm not sure. And that's partially why I like KiwiCo, is because I always find myself doing this. I'm like, I'm not sure what we're going to do. And then one of our crates will arrive from KiwiCo. And I'm like, thank goodness, because now we've got a project to work on. And this will really help us. And I think that having a Halloween themed project from them, a crate from them, is great because I can explain to Nikosh what's happening with Halloween. He loves Halloween. You know, we've spent every single Halloween with you since he was born. Hopefully we'll do that this year.
Yeah.
And you know, I think he loves Halloween and getting into that spirit of it. So this will be a fun way to, you know, let him know it's happening.
For me, it's always hard to find new creative ways to keep my kids busy while stretching their brains, especially since we've been at home a lot more than normal. But KiwiCo does the legwork for you, so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. You guys, we have a code because we're fabulous and so is KiwiCo. You can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate at kiwico.com/fam. That's kiwico.com/fam, F-A-M. Some people get upset when you say that, but you look really good pregnant. I mean, you look tiny, and everybody gets mad. Everybody has their things. Like, don't tell me I look tiny. Don't tell me I look big. But it sounds like you're enjoying how you look. So that's great.
This one's been great. The first one, you know where every pound is on your body.
Yeah.
You know, you can point to like everything. And this one, I feel so much better. And it's been really good. I didn't know it could be like this.
Good. So. No, that's great to hear.
Awesome.
Well, how's Aspen? Like, you said it was busy when we were like trying to connect. You were telling us that it's busy in Aspen. How's like the pandemic hit Aspen?
So, you know, it's funny. You'll never know the true numbers of the pandemic in Aspen because Aspen puts everything under the rug. That's the style here, which is, you know, whatever. They just life flight everyone out. So you don't really know, like, how many people have it here. According to our COVID chart, it's increasing this week. But it's been something. You know, I'm not a local. I've only been here 2 years. So it's like, oh, does she really warrant an opinion? But like, I'll tell you what, there are so many people from out of town here, like Texas and California. It is like the town has been like infiltrated. It's bananas. It's so busy. All my girlfriends that have lived here forever, they say that it's the busiest they've seen it in 20 years.
Really?
Well, because people are just trying to find something to do.
Well, and they're road tripping. And I mean, you know.
Well, and they're moving. So they're like, you can't even rent a place here right now because everyone took out temporary leases for a year because they're like, get my family, you know, out of Miami, get my family out of Texas. So our school enrollment, it said the other day in the paper that enrollment was up like 900%.
Oh my God.
Because all these kids moved here.
That's crazy. Wow. Because a lot of offices, they don't know if they're going back for like another year or like
especially
ever.
All the tech people with money. I mean, Aspen's not a cheap place. It's probably the most expensive real estate in the country.
Our jet lot is full.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. It is full. Like it's, you look over and you're like, oh my gosh, I think everyone that has a private plane is here.
Wow.
I really want to go to Aspen. Have you been there?
I've never been to Aspen.
We're not going anytime soon, but
no, we don't need to add more numbers. It sounds like to the people headed out to Aspen right now.
Everywhere I ever go outside of California, people are like, don't move here. Californians are always moving everywhere. Like, we went to Austin a few years ago, a couple girlfriends of mine from California, and like four people told us not to move there. Portland, I remember, I can't remember who told me, but somebody was selling their house, or somebody saw a house for sale and it said, will not sell to Californians.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, okay, last time I checked, everybody was moving here. Okay.
That is amazing. Hilarious.
So funny. So funny. So you're liking small town life.
I love it. Well, here's the thing about Aspen is, like, you know, while it's small, you still get the glam.
Yeah.
So you still get, you know, the celebrities that come through. Not, I could care less about that, but you get the glam aspect of, you know, we've got all the luxury retailers here. It feels like just a, like you plucked a nice neighborhood out and dropped it in the mountains. And I didn't realize like how much I needed nature. I honestly had no idea because I had been in the city for 20 some years. And like, you know, you go to the suburbs and you're like, oh, grass. And, you know, you laugh. But like when you immerse yourself like in this, you're like, oh, crap. Okay. Like I can hear myself think. Like, this is crazy. And I don't flip, you know, someone off and honk my horn seven times before I get to the end of the block. You know, it's kind of great.
Yeah. How is, like, you know, like, what do you do about like medical care and stuff like that? You have to be flown in and out?
No. So if you were to have like an emergency, like something that would, you know, be very life-threatening, they would life flight you to Denver, which is a 20-minute helicopter ride. It's very close, but our hospital's small. So, you know, it's got, I think it's got like a total of like 17 beds. It's small. The population here, you know, is, it fluctuates based on tourism, but, it's essentially, it's a very small town when it gets filtered down to the locals, but it's, I love Aspen. Like I couldn't imagine like leaving. I didn't think it would be as easy as it's been. And I didn't realize how over the city I was until I left, which I think is happening to a lot of people right now.
Yeah.
You know, as they're leaving New York and leaving San Francisco and all these large hotspots, and you're like, oh, Connecticut's quite fabulous. Yeah.
I feel like I live in another world. You know, I moved south of LA and it does not feel like LA anymore. And like in a kind of a good way. You know, I was sort of getting used to just getting harassed on the way to go to a grocery store, you know, having like a bunch of homeless people come and ask you for stuff. And you just sort of get used to it when you're walking around Los Angeles. And it, and, you know, I didn't really realize it when I was in it so much. But like just a few months before we moved, I went to Trader Joe's and I saw two people whose dicks were out just on the way. They were just zombies like on drugs, and I saw two dicks on the way to go get like my lentils, and I was not prepared for that. I didn't want to see them, and I was just thinking like, that's such a bummer if I would have to explain to Idris or Cyrus about like what's going on with them. I mean, I've had to explain things like that, but sometimes you're just not in the mood. Sometimes you just want to go to the grocery store. And anyway, PV is just nice. I'm on this campaign to try and convince Susan and her family to move to where I live because my life will be better. So she maybe is a little sick of me talking about PV.
No, not at all.
but anyway.
Well, the thing is that I'm like, okay, PV sounds good. And then I speak to someone like Corey,
and
who's
you're
like
Aspen.
Aspen
sounds
I'm like,
better.
Well, shit. If I'm gonna move out of the city,
I will say like one of my dream places is Jackson Hole. I love it there so much. I feel like it probably has similar Aspen-y vibes with just like a lot of nice stuff and like a beautiful area. And it just, it does. It sounds dreamy to like be out in nature all the time and away from a bunch of people, you know?
Yep.
Or just like your tight crew, just, you know, in a little bubble.
Yeah. Once you realize that you don't need like 63 friends, you know, you don't have to be like Ramona Singer, who's like needs 50 friends at her birthday party, and you can like take your life down to like your core. It's, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, but it's like, you can pick a place that like you never thought you could live or would live. Cause you know, as adults, it's just so hard to break habits. I mean, we're the freaking worst, you know, like it's like, oh, it's comfortable. Oh, I don't want to, you know, do it. But then like when you do the hard work and you just do it and you're like, holy shit, this is like the best. Why didn't we do this sooner?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. How have you like made friends as an adult? I feel like people ask that question a lot. And I
Small towns, they're easier to be friends with, right?
Yeah. How is that for you?
Well, it's small town. So like, you have to like always remember that, like everyone knows everyone. So, you know, someone will like be like, oh, that's so-and-so. And then like, they might as well hand you like a one page brief on them, you know, because then they like tell you like da 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 da, and you're like, oh. So I don't listen to like people's noise. Cause listen, we all have our own bullshit with people. And it's like, we all have different experiences. So I always try to take everyone at face value. And it's been really great.
This episode of FAM is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, BetterHelp is designed to help you guys. Times are so tough right now for a lot of people. People are experiencing stuff that they've never expected. And BetterHelp offers counseling in the privacy of your own home through either a video or a phone call. It's actually more affordable even than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people think they only need to get a therapist if they're really going through crisis. But what I think we're experiencing lately is like a low-level stress. And, you know, this is going to catch up to you. And sometimes you just need to talk to somebody. So you can really easily find a therapist. You can switch out therapists if you don't think that you're jiving with one. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's really easy to sign up. They match you within 48 hours to your own therapist. And this is not a crisis line or a self-help line. This is truly your own therapist. That way you just have someone to talk to. So whether you're going through, you know, just minor things that are starting to add up, or you're going through a really big issue in your life, you can find someone to talk to and it will really help you.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You guys can actually go to their website and read testimonials that are posted daily if you want to see all the positive experiences from other people. They've actually helped over a million people take charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So don't wait for things to get horrible. Start talking and getting things off your chest. I talk all the time, and that's why I'm so happy.
You can also get 10% off of your first month. Just go to betterhelp.com/fam. That's betterhelp.com/fam.
So I've met a lot of people like just volunteering in Zelda's classroom. And you kind of get like a like-minded mom that volunteers, I've found. So I became friends with a couple of them rather quickly. And then one of the moms that owns the kids' retail store here in town, we became friends, obviously. And it's been easy. I've found here that like, there's not like motive attached with friendship. So as adults, you know, like you pick and choose who you want to like hold space for. And like, if I don't like someone, then like, I'm not going to, you know, make time for that. But I've made more friends here than I made in Chicago in the last 5 years before I moved.
Yeah.
Cause you know, when you live somewhere for a while, you kind of close your friend circle down. It's like, oh, here's our circle.
Yeah.
And here it's like, you're more open cause you don't really have anyone.
Yeah.
So you kind of gravitate towards people that maybe you necessarily wouldn't have even spoken to before.
Right.
Not necessarily spoken to, I'm not an asshole, but you know what I'm saying.
Totally know what you're saying though.
How are you and Spiro doing?
Great. So we've had a really good year. Like we had a rough year. Our year started off rather rough. We had some stuff, not between us, but just like circumstantially. And we both, you know, I know I mentioned energy healing earlier, but like, it's been really big for both of us. And he has grown. I think our relationship has grown. It's like probably the most like deep rooted it's ever been.
Nice.
So like as a family unit, like we are like, we're a unit. We operate as a family, which has been great.
Yeah.
And he spends more time home, because it's closer to the office and he can work from home too. And it's been really good.
Good. Good.
Like, I feel like I should just be knocking on like a huge wood tree.
No,
like,
it's good. I mean, I like to recognize the really good times in my life. I feel like, I don't know. It's good to recognize that and appreciate it, which it sounds like you are. I saw you guys in an RV trip or with an RV. Did you guys buy an RV or did you rent that?
So we've rented one for a year.
Fun.
And we've been road tripping and it is amazing. Like we love it. We went and saw my friend in Connecticut and then we went and saw my parents. And now we've been doing Colorado road trips and like Utah. So if we have like 2 days, then and we'll drive to Breckenridge and like have dinner and camp and then wake up in the morning and come back. And we've been able to be completely socially distant and travel. And it's been so much fun. I didn't think I'd like the RV life. It's a little more glamping than camping, that's for sure. But it's awesome. Like it is, I highly recommend.
Michael's been pushing it real hard on me lately. I've been a little bit resistant, but
you'll have so much fun.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's really, really pushing it. Yeah. I mean, Michael and I both have very flexible like lifestyles and careers where we can go, and we're doing independent study for Dries, so we have a lot of flexibility there, and we could potentially do something. We were thinking about driving to Chicago because his dad's about to be 80, and like his dad just doesn't travel that much.
Yeah. And I've never met his dad.
I know. Yeah. His dad's name is Idris.
Yeah.
He's like so sweet, and you know, he loves Palestine, and you know, he's like so sweet.
And condiment packets.
Oh yeah. They do like their packages of condiments from the local McDonald's. They like to have a little collection.
Interesting. Okay.
Of like sauces and like napkins it. And I like such. It. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's I'm thinking, yeah, it's
I feel like when are you guys ever gonna do this again?
Well, I mean, we've always had a pretty flexible schedule, but yeah, this is a good time when school is flexible,
yep,
right? You
exactly.
know? So we're thinking about it. There's this company called Harvest Hosts. Maybe you heard of them, Corey, while you've been on. So they're basically like wineries, breweries, farms, and like just different attractions. And you can park your RV for a night. You just pay a membership to this company, Harvest Hosts, but then you can go to these places for free. You're just encouraged to shop, and you can like to buy their wine or their cheese or whatever. And you can only stay a night. And you get to know the winery or the winemaker or the farmer or something like that. So it's like a cool way to connect with your food and your wine. So we really wanted to do that. It sounds like a blast.
It sounds fun. You know, like we've been camping at like national parks. Like, I mean, I'm not one, like I haven't been to national parks. I live to the city and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is in our country. Like it makes you realize like what the United States has to offer, like travel wise. You know, cause we all go to the hot spots like Miami and Vegas and like those spots are fine, but like Moab is insane. And like some of these national parks we've been to, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I know nothing. I know nothing.
I've done a lot of road trips, but it would be nice to do them in, I mean, an RV does sound fun. I don't know about like the getting rid of the, you know, the shit.
No,
you gotta
Michael will do
yeah,
that.
Michael will Michael, do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just hook up a tube. And like the first time it was like, I thought I was going to get like a shit show from Spiro, but I didn't. It was like really smooth and it's never been like a problem. But like what's so nice is that like the kids are contained. So they're contained in this area. So you can like, you can be like, I want to take a nap, and you can take a nap because where are your kids going to go? Nowhere.
Right.
So like you can have this flexibility because they're like contained. Which is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, it's nice because my boys are definitely like rowdy and energetic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to let you go, but this is the, we gotta
this
wrap
is
it
the
up.
Mark. Yeah.
This is sad.
This is it.
I feel like I could chat a lot more. I'm so excited you get to go have dinner with Miller and Alanis. Tell them I said hi.
I will. It's my first dinner out since March. I haven't eaten out anywhere.
Oh my God. I haven't either. I know. That's
you haven't gone anywhere either?
Nowhere.
It's. I have gone to a few places. Everybody's like wearing masks to go in and then you take them off right when you sit down and stuff. And I feel like people are so nice at restaurants though. Like the servers, like I asked a server like how they were doing. I talked to everybody. I'm like, how have you been? And the ones I've talked to are so excited to have people. Huh. Like at their restaurants, like they want people, they don't want people just ordering takeout. They like want to interact is what I've experienced. I've only been out maybe like 5 times.
I know I've wanted to so bad and like just being pregnant, but we're going to like a very socially distant dinner. So I was nice. Like, okay, I'll do it. It'll probably be my last hurrah till next spring.
You deserve it.
Yeah, well, Goldie is such a cute name. I
Thank
love
you.
That name. One of these days, we will make our way to Aspen. You know, we go to Colorado like once, well, pre-COVID, we were going to Colorado like once a year. I'm obsessed with this place called the Broadmoor.
I know you do a great job with the Broadmoor. It's made me want to go to the Broadmoor.
Good, yeah. You should go. If you ever go, we'll meet you there too. Yeah. Anyway, I know I want to take you there too. I love it there.
I know.
It's just a little piece of paradise. My mom used to go there when she was like 5. Isn't that cute? Anyway, Corey, it was so fun to catch up with you. Where can people stalk you and find you and connect with you?
Yeah, I think the best place to find me is on Instagram, and then you can find everything else from there. So just Corey McFadden, C-O-R-R-I, because my parents were difficult. And yeah, then you can see my live sales and you can just dive into the deep hole of every content realm that
I'm
offer.
I can't wait to shop. I'm
excited. Are you still blogging?
Yeah, so I'm still blogging. I haven't had time in like the last 6 weeks. I still need to do Zelda's birthday party. I have some blog recaps I got to get up. But yeah, I'm still blogging. I like the blog. I do the blog just out of sheer like documentation for myself.
Yeah.
And that's like my motivator for it. I've never been one for the, while I do sponsored work here and there, it's not how I make my living. It's not my thing. So it's an authentic like corner for me.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it.
Oh, so. Awesome. 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 Yeah. Lots of really pretty pictures. Well,
Thank you.
That note, Corey, I hope you have a fabulous day and dinner and
Thanks,
life.
Girls.
Until we see each other again. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye, my ladies.
It's fun, right? To meet new people.
Yeah. You know, she's really got me thinking about, I get this like itch every once in a while where I'm like, do I want to move to a whole new place?
Same.
You know, even just last year, I was thinking about moving to Hong Kong.
Oh, remember? I know that. Yes, I do.
I was like, I might want to move to Hong Kong and start working with this one company.
I feel that way about like Spain. Like, yo necesito practicar mi español and yo necesito vivo en España to do that. You know, obviously.
I mean, I think that would be amazing. I would visit you all the time because I love Spain. You know, I think now we're getting into like phase two of the pandemic and it's like the adjustment. It's like now we're starting to understand like how we are going to like live our lives with all of this. And,
exactly.
And I think a lot of people are starting to see the bright side of it. And the bright side is maybe you never have to go back into an office again.
Yeah.
Or maybe you pick up and move your family to a place you never thought you were going to get a chance to live.
Yeah.
Because of this.
You get more land or you just like
spend less money.
Yeah.
I mean, people moving to Aspen are not spending less money, but
yeah. I've looked at Aspen on Trulia before. I think the average cost of a house is 19
Good
to like 30 million.
Good for her. Yeah. My wildest dreams.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fun to chat with the mamas all around the country. You know, that is the benefit of being in this pandemic because we were only going to have moms that were in LA that could come into our studio.
Yep.
Or that would like fly in.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that would fly in for us.
Yeah.
But this way we're connecting with everybody. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that convo. You guys can check her out on social media.
But I just followed her.
I feel energized because of it. And that's it. We will see you guys soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.